From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The talking continued Wednesday in Switzerland. Negotiators from Iran and six other nations met all day Wednesday to close the remaining gaps in a framework agreement on Iran's nuclear program. We get more from Heather Murdoch.
State Department spokesperson Murray Harf on Wednesday said negotiations have not reached a political understanding. Talks between Kerry, European Union Deputy Secretary General Helga Schmidt, and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif continued into Wednesday night. If successful, these negotiations could end more than a decade-old dispute over Iran's nuclear program. World powers have accused Iran of working to build a bomb and have imposed crippling sanctions, but Iran maintains it is developing nuclear energy for peaceful purposes. Heather Murdoch, Lausanne, Switzerland.
Nigerian President-elect Muhammadu Buhari says his government will spare no effort to defeat the Islamist group Boko Haram. He spoke in Abuja hours after the Electoral Commission in Nigeria named him the winner of the presidential election. VOA's Peter Clotty says efforts are already underway to ensure a smooth transition to a new administration.
Next is the transitional period, and both camps have set up teams to begin the transitional phase, but they are yet to begin work, although the insiders from both parties tell me the teams have been constituted and they are still trying to establish or fine-tune their team to begin working to have a smooth transition.
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says his government is determined to liberate every inch of Iraqi land after declaring victory over the Islamic State in Tikrit. VOA News. Islamic State militants captured a part of the Yarmouk Palestinian refugee camp south of Damascus amid heavy fighting. Edward Uranian takes a look.
Witnesses say Islamic State militants entered the Yarmouk Palestinian refugee camp Wednesday on the outskirts of Damascus, capturing large parts of it. The camp has traditionally been under the control of pro-government Palestinian factions. Thousands of residents of Yarmouk fled to Lebanon and Jordan after fighting broke out in the camp in 2012. Nearly 15,000 Palestinians are reported to still live in the camp, where food and other basic necessities are extremely scarce. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
An explosion at a dairy in western Yemen killed at least 35 people Wednesday. The cause of the blast has not been determined. There were conflicting reports on whether Saudi-led airstrikes or anti-government fighters were responsible. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the situation in Ukraine has become calmer in the weeks following the Minsk agreement, but that the ceasefire has not yet been fully implemented. She spoke at a joint news conference Wednesday in Berlin with visiting Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson has changed his mind and now says he will not sign the state's new religious freedom law. Hutchinson sent the bill back to state legislators to make it clear that it would still be unacceptable to use the law and religion as an excuse to discriminate against homosexuals or anyone else. Religious freedom laws have been passed in a total of 20 U.S. states. Two states are currently considering their own versions. The U.S. Justice Department has indicted Senator Robert Menendez on public corruption charges for allegedly accepting bribes from a Florida doctor. He is accused of taking the bribes in exchange for promoting the doctor's interests. Menendez is the son of Cuban immigrants. He rose to become one of the highest-ranking Hispanic members of Congress. He was indicted Wednesday on 14 counts, including conspiracy to commit bribery and wire fraud. The lawmaker says he has done nothing wrong. U.S. President Barack Obama signed an executive order Wednesday authorizing new economic sanctions on cyber attackers. The move is aimed at penalizing foreign individuals and state-owned companies that have targeted key American businesses and consumers. The chief executive of German airline Lufthansa says it will take a long time to determine what led a co-pilot to crash a jetliner into the French Alps, killing 150 people aboard. Lufthansa CEO Carsten Spohr paid his respects to the victims Wednesday at the site of the March 24th crash. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.